summer, the best time of year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Welcome to the Long Play Lounge, hosted by Erica.
Hello, I'm Erica, and welcome to the Long Play Lounge. You know, after 10 years of soundtracking your evenings on 94.3 Radio 1 International, I realize that there is a stack load of interviews of all my celebrity guest artists that need to be heard by a wider audience. So, I've started a podcast to do just that. And together we can hang out with the A-listers that have been on my playlist, both current and past. The Long Play candid chats, behind-the-scene outtakes, intimate one-on-ones, and juicy bits of fun trivia will get you to bond with your global icon instantly. And if you happen to be in Mumbai, Delhi, Bangalore or Chennai, make sure you check into Drive with Erica on 94.3 Radio 1. It's the primetime evening show and it happens every weekday 4 to 9 p.m. Well, this podcast is a Radio 1 production and is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. And we wrap up season one of the Long Play Lounge with a sparkler of an ender, part two of the Kylie Minogue interview. Now, this pop diva was one of my most easiest chats. It went on for, well, long enough for us to split it into two episodes. And there's much to discover here for both the older millennials and the newer Gen Alphas, because Kylie has straddled the pop timeline with relative ease, clocking a number one hit album in each decade for five decades. She shares lots of priceless nuggets, both intimate and fun, about her life, advocacy for breast cancer awareness, and more. Listen in. What does Kylie do in a downtime? I mean, you know, do you have any unusual hobbies, maybe new ones that you've picked up?
Do you know what? Hobbies is, I have yet to find my, like, a really good hobby. I'm like, what's wrong with me? Why aren't I doing pottery or jogging or something? But I think my work provides me with so much interest. Every day is different. So my downtime is normally just to see family, friends, watch some TV. If I can take a walk, you know, to be in nature is probably, has been the good solace for me in the last couple of years.
Right.
Just to walk, to see things instead of being watched or having to perform or having to be anything. Just be neutral, be nothing, be invisible. That's always fun for me.
Well, that would be a luxury for, you know, a global pop star like yourself, I can imagine.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you know, as an artist and a performer, there's this whole image that one has to project every single time, this whole picture perfect image. But we know that there's grit and there's grot and there's grime backstage, all of that.
There's a lot of all of those things, yes.
What keeps you juiced, Kylie? What keeps you juiced at, like, wanting for more?
I ask myself the same question because I am still highly motivated. I'm so inspired. I'm still looking for the next song. What's the next one? The songs will never all be written or all be sung. There's always more, and our ears and our senses want to have our, you know, the songs we love, and we will always be part of us, but there's always that what's next. And to be in a position where I can write those songs or sing those songs, and therefore people have new experiences with that music, it's a cosmic, wondrous thing. So that's the kind of the abstract part of it, I suppose. But what you're talking about is utterly true. People think touring is, I do love touring, but it's work. It is work. The point is to try to stay well, to give everything you can every night, keep your team happy and make the people happy. Yeah, it's not very glamorous behind the scenes, but I like that.
Well, we have to talk about ageism, right? Is that even a thing though, when we have a Kylie who has traversed time relatively unscathed?
Relatively, yes. It was around 2014, 15, And I was being asked a lot. I still hadn't turned 50, but I was being asked a lot about my age, and specifically being a woman in pop music of a certain age. And I tried to answer as honestly and politely as possible, but really on the inside, I was thinking, what possible answer is there beyond me saying, well, I can't go backwards, I can't go forwards. This is where I'm at, and at a certain point in time, why would you stop? So, and I addressed that in the album Golden, and that's actually what the song was about, Golden, saying we're not young, we're not old, we're the stories not yet told. You can only be who you are at a certain point in time. So I do feel that there has been a change now, but I feel generally there's less talk about it, which is great. Just let us get on with it.
I have to agree.
Were we perfect when we were 18? No, you were who you were at 18. I'm who I am now at 53, and I will be who I will be at 65. What will I be doing? I don't know, but I wouldn't like to be, I'd never like to be boxed in by anything, actually. So certainly not by ageism.
50, flirty, and still talking dirty.
Yeah, maybe not on the radio, but...
You know, I mean, so much has happened. We've got so much to talk to you about. We know that you picked up production skills in lockdown, and you're showing off that part of it in this new album. A little bit about how you overcame that challenge.
Okay. Yes. I think because I'd started work on the disco album before lockdown, at least we knew what the DNA of the album was. It's called Disco. I had a couple of songs in the bag out of who knows how many, but there were a couple we thought, we've got the entrance point. So when it became obvious that lockdown was here for a while, that's when I decided to experiment. I started on GarageBand. I was thinking, listen, if a 12-year-old can do this, I have to be able to do this. There's no excuse. So it was baby steps at first. And then I got a good microphone and learned how to use Logic. And actually, I found it very, very rewarding.
Fantastic.
It's just great to own that a little.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it also ties in with being an artist today, correct? So would you advise them then to not only just learn, for example, your singing chops, right? Make sure you can sing, but also make sure you get in and know how to twiddle the knobs.
I think I've found it very helpful. Yeah. I mean, I'm not in so deep. I mean, I do take notice of some of the tech talk now, but I'm just collecting my little bits of knowledge. But yeah, I think it's a very good way to get your message across, and at the press of a button, the world can hear it.
You know, the tabloids ran riot with your love life. They didn't allow you to have one. Is that a regret?
It's not a regret. I very often wish it wasn't that way. I think it's calmed down a lot more than it was way, way back in the day. I think it started with the fact that it was Jason Donovan and myself on Neighbours, and our characters got married. And ever since then, it's I don't know, there's been a connection. But I do manage to fairly successfully live a private life. I've never shed too much of my romances with the world. I mean, people know who I'm dating. But beyond that, I do try as best I can to just, you know, there's a whole other life happening, and it's best to keep that private as much as possible.
Did you wish that they were like dating apps then?
I don't know. I don't know. I've never used one, so I don't know.
But we learned that you're planning to move back to Melbourne. Is that true?
Yes. So I normally go to Australia once or twice a year, depending on work, touring schedule, family. But yeah, I'm going to be spending some more time with my family, my nephews, my friends. I will still be working in Europe or wherever I have the good fortune to go. But certainly, yes, some good Aussie time.
That's awesome. We have to talk about your love for animals, because we tend to talk about that a lot with our Radio 1 listeners as well. Mm. You know, do you have a pet? You know, are you for animals?
I do not have a pet. I don't. And I love animals.
Even a goldfish?
No, I don't. So I am that person. If there's, you know, the cat or the dog or, you know, friends, I'm straight in for the cuddles. I love animals. I have not been in a position to have my own. A dog would be my ultimate, or a good cat.
A good cat. Okay.
A good cat. And I just mean that you just never know with a cat. But when my friends who have good cats, I say, I don't want a cat. I want that cat. I want your your cat.
What's in your playlist at the moment, Kylie? What you've been listening to?
Randomly, the other day I listened to Empire of the Sun, like a bit in that world, kind of emotive electronic music. I went back to, I've been listening to quite a lot of disco, but that could mean all sorts of things now. There's so many great artists who are reinterpreting disco. The two latest Coldplay songs have just been outrageously good.
You know, as we wrap up, we know that you've had some serious health issues in the past, but you've come through. Where do you find that strength, Kylie? You know, what did you tap into?
Family, friends, actually fans as well. Truly, back in 2005, I received letters from all over the place and, you know, from a lot of kids especially, and the front of the envelope would just be addressed Kylie pop star or Kylie Australia. The time that people had taken to send me well wishes was really emotional and inspiring. I don't know, it's a complicated subject matter because it does take a lot of determination and, you know, work with your medical team, work with the people around you, try to be kind to yourself, let people take care of you, and try to have a goal to work towards. And my goal was to get back on stage and to finish my tour. So yeah, it's definitely not an easy ride, and it doesn't just finish. I think once cancer is part of your life story, it's part of your life story. But I'm doing well for now. Thanks.
You're looking fabulous. As we wrap up, one tip to aspiring singers who want to be the next Kylie Minogue.
Okay, one tip: if you don't give it a try, if you don't give it a hot shot, you'll never know. You just go out there. I mean, I feel like I did everything backwards. I studied music when I was younger. I had some singing lessons. I don't know that I had this ambition to have this life, but I started with a number one song, and suddenly I was in the music industry. So then I had to really kind of try to learn my craft, sort my toolbox, learn things. And you will make mistakes, and that's okay. That's a way of learning. But yeah, my one piece of advice is to follow your heart and give it a try. And I can't wait to hear the talent that we're going to discover.
You will be truly amazed, I have to say.
I can't wait.
It is awesome to chat with you. Thank you so much. I've been waiting for 30 long years for this. And I think the universe has just, you know, brought us together. You know,
brought us together.
I hope to bump into you on the streets of Melbourne someday. Who knows?
Oh, well, I'll see you for coffee.
Yeah.
Because we know that's good in Melbourne.
Oh,
as
absolutely.
Are many things. But yes, Melbourne, and well, hi to India fans, people who are thinking about submitting their song, their voice, yourselves, your good selves. I'm truly looking forward to discovering you all.
Kylie Minogue, thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate your background.
Well, here's our trivia bit. How big a pop star is Kylie Minogue? You might want to know. Well, let's see. She has her own commemorative stamp in Australia. As many Madame Tussauds waxworks as the Queen of England, has inspired a musical called I Should Be So Lucky, has more hit singles in the UK than Madonna. So we'd say she is pretty big. And that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did bringing it to you. And yes, there's more uploaded for this season one. Now, please do drop us a text or email with your comments to erica_d_official or 94.3 Radio 1 India, both on Insta. We really work off your feedback and would love to know what you think and how we can improve and who we should try and interview next. We've got lots more interviews for you to enjoy this season, so binge on it or sample it slowly. You can decide. For more feedback, you can reach out to us on HT Smartcast. We are present across all social: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Clubhouse. And to listen to more podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.